Has everybody gotten a chance to look over the minutes from our previous meeting?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of October.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And I believe Legislator Nolan sent you an email.
Yeah, it's in there already. Yeah, here it's. Where is Kathy?
She said she'd be right here.
Oh, okay.
She might have went to the ladies' room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we will head right into resolutions, and we're going to take a couple of them out of order. This first resolution number 460, amending capital project number 459, Ashokan Rail Trail Project, to include costs for construction and construction inspection of the Boyceville Bridge, Department of Planning. And we have Chris White here from the Department of Planning to explain.
Thank you. This resolution adds approximately $4.9 million to the Ashokan Rail Trail project for the collapsed bridge over the Asopus Creek at Boyceville. You may remember when we did the phase two construction, which you approved over the summer, we pulled this out because the bids had come back high for the bridge and we had not confirmed our funding source with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In September, the FEMA gave us a notice of award of $2.2 million, which we had worked on for about 3 years. That's up from the $1.75 million they had awarded us some years ago for Tropical Storm Lee and Hurricane Irene. We had to give them, we're still giving them information on it, but we did get that award. And that represents almost 50% of the cost of the bridge. We did put the bridge back out to bid. It did come in $550,000 less than the first bid. And the low bidder was Harrison and Burroughs. So what this does is basically pays for the bridge construction with Harrison and Burroughs with a $200,000 contingency. It puts in $360,000 for construction engineering inspection. We'll have a full-time inspector. And then the $2.2 million you'll see is broken down between state and federal, because on that federal disaster, it was 75% FEMA and 25% state. And again, this bridge was a 300-foot bridge. It's a vast structure. We are raising it 7 feet out of the 50-year floodplain so that it has less propensity to blow out in the future. We have also increased the length of it to 360 feet to open up the floodplain better so that it doesn't become a hydraulic constraint and back up and dam upstream. And it will be a beautiful bridge that we think will not only help connect the Ashokan Rail Trail to the hamlet of Boyceville and Onteora School, but it will become a feature in itself because it's in one of the most beautiful places you can imagine on the Asopus Creek. So, and we would be done with this by next December. And any questions, I'm glad to try to answer.
Is this vehicles or just walking?
This is vehicles as well. It's emergency vehicles, it's construction vehicles, and walking and biking.
But not everyday traffic.
It's not open to motorized vehicles. It's just for biking, skiing, running, walking. But it does allow us to take small dump trucks on if we need to, for instance, get fill to the other side, or we
to do some weight like work, like maintenance.
Some
work.
Of the stuff that we anticipate is going to be done on a yearly basis, and I've already talked to Tom about this, is tree removal, because we just have such a density of dying and dead ash trees, and we've taken out a lot of them. We're taking out more. Every time we turn around, there's another spate of them that inevitably has to be removed or is going to be a hazard.
Is there any other discussion on this? Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I would like to move it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by myself. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, the next four resolutions pertain to the Ulster County Community College. And we have, who's here?
John Dunn.
John Dunn.
Al Roberts.
Okay, thank you. All righty.
So in June, you guys approved a master agreement with the Dormitory Authority, which would allow us to use them for projects. They recently submitted a group of work orders to us for projects we wanted to move along. So the three in particular that I wanted to work with was the phase one of the roofs. We're going to do campus-wide roofing over the next couple of years, and the phase one project, this work order is for them to do the design. It's for $116,000, and we have $250,000 in the budget right now for the library roof. This will be for the library roof, the borough's roof, and to repair the skylight in Vandalin Hall. So this part of the deal is for the $116,000 for them to design that project. There was another resolution, classroom renovations. You passed the funding for that in June. This is authorizing them to proceed with the design. And since it's furniture, fixture, and equipment, there's no charge for them. So they're going to oversee the $435,000 worth of renovation, and there's no design fee. They probably make their money on the equipment, the markup on that, etc. But there's no fee for them in this. The $435,000 will go entirely for construction,
okay.
And that will be carpets, lights, ceiling tile, window treatment. And we hope to get four classrooms done for that. And the next one was the college master plan. You approved that in June, I think June or July, and that was for $175,000. The Dormitory Authority has a group of architects under contract to them. So they're going to bring us three or four to campus to interview and help us through the whole project till the master plan is complete. We want to emphasize that the front end of the plan is to examine existing conditions and come up with recommendations for infrastructure so that the master plan addresses the deferred maintenance and needs of the campus for the next 10 years. The last one was done in 2008. The SUNY Construction Fund requires a master plan to help your capital projects go through the process. They want $10,000 for this, $5,000 from the county, $5,000 from the state, and they'll deliver the whole product for that price. But the architects or engineers who come in and do it will have to be a sub of the Dormitory Authority. So they're going to bring in three or four firms, and we're actually asking for a member of the county to sit in on the committee. So that they can see that we're not building the Taj Mahal, we're doing what's necessary. And as we have identified, most of the need is in classroom renovations, getting the buildings energy efficient, things like that.
When would you need that member for? Just starting now, or?
The $10,000 is going in this resolution to the legislature.
No, you said you need a committee member. You
want no,
probably
we're going to ask the county to supply a member.
Oh, somebody from the executive. I'm sorry,
right.
I thought you wanted somebody from this committee.
We could take someone from the committee. If someone's that interested. It's going to be a bit of time.
Yeah.
With the selection process, but we want to pick a firm that's going to be the best fit for us. And I've looked at the list of firms, and I've worked with two or three of them already on master plans, so I know that they're competent firms.
Legislator, Anna Jo.
Yes, thank you. I just want to sort of raise a red flag in the sense that, particularly for the resolution for the master plan, that the surrounding community be involved. especially because the dormitory authority to the surrounding community, that's going to sound like you're trying to build dormitories. And I know that I get those calls. So to avoid confusion, if there's some way, in addition to having someone from the executive branch and or the legislature, someone from the surrounding community, or a way of interacting with the surrounding community so people know what's going on.
We got three here.
We avoid some of the misconceptions that could
happen. How about a board member? For the board member? I mean, they represent the community. Because we did want to include a board member. And you know, who we'd have would be Bill.
Yeah, Bill's member. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if you know Bill Spearman, but he would be...
But we could also invite community members. That was part of a discussion.
But
it really should
and
have.
The meetings are open meetings anyway.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm just urging outreach to the community to avoid... thank you. Where'd it go?
Yeah, it could make a better plan.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll go through the three resolutions.
Do we want to think about blocking? No, I guess we can't. Please. Okay.
I think you can block
it. We can block it. I have no problem
with
that.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Robert to block the three. So that would be resolutions number 463, 464, 465, all pertaining to the Ulster County Community College. I'll entertain a motion to move them. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Good idea, Cass.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time and coming.
Yeah, you're good. You're great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
When he's come and explain, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So you can block 433 to 464.
Blocking the leases.
I'll second that motion.
You're not getting off that easy, Mark. What's his name?
Ron.
And what's he do?
He's one of theirs.
Oh, he's with you, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's the new, he took Joe Whitaker's spot?
No.
Oh.
No. This is Ron Suits. He's the deputy builders and grounds capital.
Pleasure to meet you.
He handles all of these contracts.
Okay.
And we have a lot of them tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wouldn't hurt to have the guy that does
them. Yeah, that's
good
for sure.
Although most of them are amendments to extend. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Resolution number 406. Mm-hmm. Authorizing the County of Ulster to dedicate County Bridge number 191, also known as the Bridge Street Bridge, a bridge that spans the Esopus Creek on CR 40, located in the town of Shandaigan, in memory of the late Michael LaPaglia, who served, I believe, two or three terms as our sheriff. I knew Mike personally, good man, and this is well deserved for him. And I'd like to move this.
I'll move it.
Okay, motion moved by made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I just have a question because we already recently did a presentation. And
yes. So we had the resolution for the public hearing, then we had the public hearing, and now we have the resolution to name.
The actual votes.
Okay.
Yeah. I finally got it, right?
You got
perfect.
It.
Okay, thank you.
Many calls the clerk later.
Resolution number 433, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Safeco Alarm System, Department of Public Works. This is an extension. I believe.
Yes,
yep.
It is.
All right. Any questions or?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 434, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Encon Services and Supply Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for HVAC controller maintenance and repairs for various buildings. Contract 100% county. Appropriate. Okay, mm-hmm. Moved by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 435, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Technical Building Services Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, this is for Development Court. Okay.
And Hall Records.
What's that?
And Hall Records.
And Hall Records. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed? Motion carried. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Royal Carting Service Department of Public Works. That's garbage?
Yeah, rubbish.
Rubbish.
I'll move it, and I have a question.
Okay.
Second.
A lot of the cost in this contract is the rental of the bins themselves. Is there any benefit to considering purchase of such bins? It looks like it works out to be about $10,000 a year for the rental of the equipment. I don't know if the company requires that, but
I think that's part of the contract.
Yeah.
Is that they own, we borrow them, but they charge us for it. It's part and parcel, I believe, of the contract.
So we put the entire process out to bid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they came back as far as the rental fee plus.
So it's somewhat on paper. I mean, they could say zero for the rental and then put the whole thing in their service.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, it's Royal Carting, so I forget what those cans look like. And it's not Welsh. It is Welsh. Welsh is Royal Carting, so you see the Welsh cans out there. But when you're talking about these big garbage haulers, you don't really see it. It's not like we can just buy random cans at Herzog's and they're going to come pick them up.
Right, and none of those companies would allow you to purchase
buy
them
from them. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we could for the next bid look into it. But
thank you.
So the motion was made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 437, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into the county by Ashley Mechanical Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Yeah. Resolution number 438, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County of Lothrop Associates, LLPP, Department of Public Works. What is this one? This is
the restorative justice.
Oh, restorative justice.
So I'll move it, and I also have a question.
I'll second.
So just could you explain again, I think this is additional funds that became necessary because of the structures and the desire to use them differently? Just in case we get asked about it.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that we went back out to rebid, which was another renegotiation phase. We went out once, the bids came in too high. The architect went back out, redesigned, did significant amounts of redesign in order to see cost savings. And we're basically catching up all costs in this contract up through then. Some of this goes back to April, May of this year. Some of it is work that has been captured throughout the process.
So when it went out for rebid, there was still additional cost, but it was lower than it would have been if it had not been rebid.
Correct. And okay. The additional costs are in the architect's contract, but they lowered the cost significantly in the construction contracts of the bids that we got back.
Exactly. Very good. The overall project was about 170-some-odd thousand lower the second time.
I like that explanation.
So motion was made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 453, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Family Services Incorporated at the Trudy Resnick Fabric Center, Ellenville, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Before we move that, I'd like to make a motion that we block 453 to 456.
453.
They're all lease agreements.
Okay. We are the lessor in each of those.
Right.
And they're all the same.
So they're all revenue.
Same. They're, yes. And they're all the same price per square foot.
So a motion was made by
legislator. All the same 5-year term.
Motion was made by legislator Nolan and seconded by legislator Roberts to block 453, 454, and 455 together.
And
456. Right. So now I need a motion to move them.
So we have to vote on the motion to block.
Yeah.
Oh, the motion to block. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. Motion carried.
I move the block.
Okay. Legislator Nolan moves the block and second them to Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Nice.
Some place to go tonight, Kat?
No.
I'm only teasing you.
I just got budget questions I still want to ask.
Okay, I'm only teasing you.
Yeah, I got to go back.
Good evening.
Every once in a while we can have a little efficiency and
that's
still right. Have quality.
That's right.
Spokane. My hometown is Spokane.
Ah, Spokane, yes. Well spoken.
And then he knew it was my hometown. He just happened to think my hometown. Sure. To compare us to.
I thought he should have said Delhi. Or is that Delhi? Chattanooga. Oh.
But he said Chattanooga is coming here. Sorry.
Chattanooga has a gig economy. That's where I grew up.
Resolution number 462, approving the exercise of an option to extend the primary term of the lease agreement with Spring Lake Fire Department for the Ulster County Central Auto Garage, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Okay.
Now, I have a question about this.
Sure. Can I walk through it real quick, and then I'll answer your question?
Sure, go ahead.
So this is our lease for Central Services, for Central Auto. We lease through the fire department. One thing that is in here is we have our typical escape clause. I know that the committee is often concerned, or some members of the legislature are concerned, that we are tying ourselves into long leases for our public works properties. Mm-hmm. But we can get out of this lease at any point with a couple months notice.
This is a year lease?
This is a 5-year lease.
5-year lease. At that same amount every year for 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
They would not, there was language in there to increase by CPI, and we tried to get that removed. They wouldn't go for it. Okay. So.
The only question I have, if my memory is correct, a few years back, there was questions and concerns about the condition of this building. Has that improved any? Has the Spring Lake Fire Department made any improvements to the structure of the building? I mean, is it safe for our stuff to be in there?
I've been in it recently, and I don't think it's an unsafe building at all.
Oh, okay. I've never been
really
there.
Don't. I mean, they do work when it's needed.
They do. Okay.
The septic system this past year.
Okay. The roof is in good shape, and
to me, the worst thing is all the dips and everything in the parking lot, puddles.
But actually, the structure of the building, where the men work and our vehicles are kept, that's still pretty sound.
It's warm and it's
okay.
It's sound.
Okay.
It's a safe building.
Okay.
And
because I know
Adam Sessler does inspect it.
Yeah,
we occupy it.
Because I know that building's not that, you know, it's pretty old.
It's not a brand new building. That's
no,
for sure.
It's no. Pretty old. Yeah,
it's not a looker.
Not a looker. No, okay, I thought pretty. That's what I thought.
It's not pretty, but it's secure.
But it
smells like motor oil inside.
and it gets inspected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And our last resolution is Resolution 468, establishing capital project number 528, the Veterans Cemetery Veteran Service Agency.
I'll move it.
Can I speak to this?
So sure.
This has been in the capital program.
Right.
I believe last year or the year before it was added. This is for design.
Okay.
Basically, we're going to run out of sites within the next 10 years at the Veterans Cemetery. So this is for both design of expansion of the plots, and it's also to add a pavilion so that when funerals are in the rain, etc., they're done in a little bit more proper. Veterans Services has requested, you know, a space to do the burials kind of underneath the pavilion, which you see at a lot of veterans cemeteries now, and then they go to the plot later. We don't have that.
Yeah.
So this will be adding that. We went out to RFP.
Okay.
This is a very specialized kind of industry, but we did get, I think, 3 responses back from them.
I'll move.
All right, so motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan.
I have one other question, though.
Sure.
There's a term used here, which I'm not sure if it's typo or if there's actually something that is this. It's in the second whereas, that it's to create a committal shelter. Is that communal or
no,
committal?
No, committal.
Oh, committal, that's the word that describes what you're just talking about. You're committing to bury a person.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Learned a new word. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. All right. Does anyone have any old business?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any new business?
Yes, Dean, a friend of mine, a constituent, brought it to my attention. Her husband's severely handicapped, had a stroke the other a couple of years back,
mm-hmm.
and they were John Lukowski, you guys might know him. Used to be a trustee at the fairgrounds or whatever they call that position there, oversee it, and severely handicapped. They still like enjoy like going to the fair, and they brought to my attention that the handicapped parking area is unpaved. Is that accurate? Wouldn't know either, huh?
That I don't know. I mean, it is unpaved.
Yeah,
right across the street.
I'm not sure. I haven't been there. I don't know what they're talking about. You know, maybe I should take a drive by at some point. It's been busy since I've seen them. And
I'm happy to drive out there and take a look too.
I thought there was a. I think there was a capital project to improve 30 spaces, and I thought that was for handicapped.
Want me to get the capital project book?
We had a paving project to pave behind some place where there was going to be garbage receptacles, but I don't remember one for handicap parking. It's a good point.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Not recommended. Is that what you're saying?
Book is at home.
Right. Ron remembers something about it. But
there is a capital project, but I'm not. I do not remember if it's one of the recommended ones or not.
Can you just look into it and get back to us?
Sure.
I mean, it's something that we can bring up with the Ag Society as well, because
ADA
they are
parking
responsible
improvements, number 17.
They are responsible for some capital improvements there.
Okay.
And I mean, they've done, you know, a decent amount of work on the building. But
so it's not the county's.
I'm not saying it wouldn't necessarily. I could talk to them and see. I think they are supposed to do a certain amount of capital improvements every year. Okay. And if this fell into their kind of realm this year, then we could look at that. Otherwise, we can look at.
Okay, this is for various buildings. Yeah.
It's scheduled for 2020.
What page are you on, Tom?
17.
Page 17. It's a capital project to create 30 ADA parking stalls with access drive lanes.
All of them are ADA. Wow. That's a lot.
It's using grass and ground reinforcement. And that's an in-house project using county employees for installation.
So that's not paving?
The benefits of this project compared to blacktop would be cost to and reflect the county's commitment to the environment. So, I'd have to look to see what that. I'm sure this would be compliant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about a compliant surface here that's mm-hmm. pervious.
Mm-hmm. But so it may just be a communication issue because. Though it's compliant, it may not look compliant. What we have there right now isn't compliant. So I think we might want to make sure that the user group
is
happy
with it.
This says
30 ADA parking stalls.
Stalls.
Word stalls is in here, and I'm trying to.
Sounds like a bathroom.
I'm trying to.
Or horse stalls.
Privacy.
I think that's what
I think they're parking spaces.
Slots.
Spaces.
That's
yeah.
what they call them.
They try to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, if that's scheduled for 2020, is there any way to expedite it? I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. we have a certain amount of people that need that service sooner than later.
That's something we'll need to talk about.
Yeah, we can look into that.
I mean, it's in-house, right?
It's in-house, yeah. Right, so.
And remind me.
Part of that depends on.
Don't use any overtime.
Part of that depends on what other in-house projects we have slated for this year, right? I mean,
Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah. Something that we.
Could we also, can you remind me whether or not we have electrical vehicle charging already at the fairgrounds? If not, maybe we could look at that at the same time.
I feel like we do, but I
think we do.
I think
we
do everywhere, but
we do.
Yeah. Okay. So there may not be a need to add any
in the first round
at the same time.
Right.
I think it went in the first round.
That makes
round.
Sense.
I think it did.
Great.
Yep. Anybody have any other old or new business they would like to bring up and discuss?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right.
Thank
motion
you,
made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. This meeting is over. Thank you so much. Thanks for your.